So it's time for another Without a Net.
Without a Net.
Shallow deep thinking. Did somebody mention queer theory? Did somebody mention most environmental philosophy? Did somebody mention bright green thinking? Did somebody mention? See, I think that this I have not seen. None of these I see until this moment. This is such a beautiful one. This is what this culture does. Is, I mean, it takes this. I mean, the planet's being murdered, and the solution that somebody comes up with is to make a whole bunch of wind and solar energy harvesting facilities. Like, this helps desert tortoises. Did they actually think this through? Or like the thing with Mark Jacobson has this big plan that all the bright greens push all the time to make the economy run on purely, quote, renewable, end quote, energy. Well, for God's sake, it's like putting in five times as many dams as there already are in the United States. It's converting X percent of the land in this country to wind energy harvesting facilities. It's it would require all of the iron that is mined in the whole world for, I think, a year and a half. And I'm sorry, who thought this through? Well, obviously he didn't. And I don't understand how people can see. Here's part of the problem is I don't understand, you know, insect populations are collapsing and salmon populations have already collapsed. And this is a pattern. You know, one of the jokes I've told for years is that I'm going to lay out a pattern. Let's see if we can recognize it in less than 6,000 years. And they say, well, I'll back it up. They say one sign of intelligence is to the ability to recognize patterns. I'm going to lay out a pattern. Let's see if we can recognize it in less than 6,000 years, which is this culture has been deforesting. You know, the Near East was heavily forested. Arabian Peninsula was oak savanna. The Near East was heavily forested. Italy was heavily forested. You know, all those islands in the Mediterranean, they weren't rocky islands. They were heavily forested and they had a lot of soil. But the forests were cut down, and then the soil was washed into the ocean. And I don't understand how people cannot see this pattern. And yeah, I know there's that line by Upton Sinclair about it's hard to make a man understand something when his job depends on not understanding it. And my change of that to it's hard to make people understand something when their entitlement makes them not – when their entitlement depends on them not understanding. I get that. But we're talking about collapse of the entire biosphere and collapse of life on Earth, and I don't understand how people can say, hey, okay, so the world's getting killed. What I need to do is not fly on an airplane. Where did that come from? I did the math on this back when I was writing Endgame, and back then I was touring quite a lot, and people would say, you know, I'm going to ignore everything you say about the murder of the planet because you flew here on an airplane. Which is just silly. So I did the math, though, and I don't remember the number, but it's like, even though I flew quite a lot that year, I was responsible for something like 1/900,000,000th of United's gross income. Talk about a small lever. What we need to do is find larger levers. It's, you know, can you imagine if aliens had invaded from outer space and they were systematically deforesting the planet, and they were changing the climate, and they were putting docks at every mother's breast milk, and the solutions that the members of the resistance come up with would be compost. Don't use the mass transit system that the aliens set up. I know, meditate. I don't understand how a species that calls itself the most sentient species in the universe can look at this situation and not see it for what it is. I think we are addicted to shallow, deep thinking. We're addicted to, you know, I went down to, I was asked to talk to Patagonia's board, Patagonia the company's board, a couple years ago, and it was really fantastic. And one of the things I loved about talking to them is that they understood chains of supply. They understood that in order to make a process sustainable, which they recognize they're not because nothing in a global economy is sustainable, that not only does the actual thing you do have to be done sustainably, but every step of the process has to be sustainable. And they understood that the cotton or what other fabrics they use don't magically appear. And I don't see a lot of, you know, you would think that with the world at stake, that we would examine chains of supply. We would ask, where do the materials come from for this wind energy harvesting facility? See, there's an example right there. And I want to do a whole talk on a whole video on this sometime, but I no longer say wind energy generation because they're not actually generating energy. What they're doing is they're harvesting energy. That wind, the energy comes from the wind, and there are effects when it goes through. It actually, it takes the energy from the wind, just like a solar energy harvesting facility takes the energy from the sun that would otherwise have landed on the ground or on a plant or on a desert tortoise. And the point is that they're harvesting. This is not a particularly sophisticated point. And I don't understand how, it's like, for God's sake, so many people, there's like, I don't know, 100 cities now in the United States that say that they're going to go to 100% renewable energy. No, you're not. First off, there's a whole problem with renewable. But second, you're actually meaning electricity. You're not meaning energy. And it's fine if just random people on the street don't know the difference between electricity and energy. By the way, electricity is about 20% of total energy usage, just as a sort of standard. But Los Angeles has said they're going to go to 100% renewable energy. No, you're not. You're not taking every car off the highway. You're not, transportation is not going to be through, you're not going to get long haul trucking through, through so-called renewables. It's like, again, a person on the street, fine. They don't have to know the difference. But if you're actually working on these issues and if you're a mayor of a city signing a proclamation saying you're going to be 100% renewable energy, you should know the difference between energy and electricity. I'm sorry. Excuse me. So one of the things that's killing us is shallow, deep thinking, this incredibly shallow thinking that passes for deep. And this is true. This is true in our politics. You know, there's a dreadful system with the only thing the Democrats have going for them is they're not Republicans. And that's another form of this. Oh, we have to vote for the Democrats. Why? Because they're not Republicans. That's a pretty shallow way to run a political system. And this is true just in every aspect of our life.